Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Strength, it's a key to sporting success. As sports people, we devote much time and energy to increase our strength in many ways. We lift weights to increase our physical strength. We push ourselves in training to increase our mental strength. We have team socials to strengthen the team chemistry. Having strength is essential to sporting success. Last week, we saw that Paul's greatest desire for Timothy is that he would be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And we saw that being strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus begins by recognizing our own weakness. It's a humbling truth. But as we will see, the gospel doesn't leave us to wallow in the reality of our own weakness, but pushes us towards Jesus, who, as John 1 tells us, came from the Father, full of grace and truth. If we are going to be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus, then we must remember Jesus and what he did for us. Because it's in the person of Jesus where we see the depths of God's grace fully displayed. And when we look to him, we see this. Jesus earned our righteousness. Jesus lived a perfect life for you. Jesus resisted temptation for you. He kept control of his temper every moment of his life for you. He wasn't lazy for one millisecond for you. Jesus lived a perfect life to achieve the perfect standard for you. Jesus won the prize of a perfect life, and he places the winner's medal around your neck. Jesus earned your righteousness. And Jesus dealt with your sin. When Jesus cried out, "It is finished," on the cross, your sin was dealt with. Your deepest regrets of the past, dealt with. The sin today that will taint what you do, dealt with. The unknowing sins of the future, dealt with. All your sin was nailed with Jesus to the cross and has died and been buried with him. It is finished. You have been justified. And Jesus guarantees eternal life. Jesus defeated the power of death. Listen to that again. Jesus defeated the power of death. Death is not final. Through his resurrection, he guaranteed that life eternal is coming for those who trust in him. You will walk in a perfect place, in perfect relationship with those around you, in an unrestricted relationship with a perfect God. Jesus' resurrection guarantees it. When we recognize our weakness, we will run to Jesus. And when we run to Jesus, the response we will have is gratitude and love for what he has done for us. Let your heart be overflowing with thankfulness. Live with gratitude for what Jesus has done for you. And so today, as you hit the pitch, the court, the pool, the sidelines, as you enter the arena of sport, be strong in grace. Remember your weakness. Today, tomorrow, and every day, you need Jesus. Remember what Jesus has done for you through his life, his death, and his resurrection. And be grateful. And with the Holy Spirit illuminating the truth of who Jesus is in your heart, do everything you do today with a grateful heart for him. Overflow with thankfulness. Stand strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your incomparable grace. Remind me afresh today of the wonder of your love. May the knowledge of your love and grace for me create a heart that overflows with thankfulness towards you today. Amen. Let's pray for our sports friends by name. Let's pray for opportunities to share the grace of Jesus with them today.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.